This is your ISAF podcast. I'm Army Sergeant Junior Stone. Coalition forces continue the process of securing, and General David Petraeus prepares to exit the stage. Here are your stories. Soldiers of the 63rd Cavalry Regiment seek to interdict insurgent travel routes to Kabul and Jalalabad. Staff Sergeant Elwin Lovelace followed them on a sweep and clear operation and came back with this story.
On a mission that takes them over mountains 6,200 feet above sea level, the soldiers of Comanche Troop, 1st Squadron, 61st Cavalry Regiment, move toward Bode Village. The mission will be to conduct a clearing operation. 2nd Lieutenant Mark Gaudet explains his platoon's part in the bigger picture.
Our job is to set up TCPs here in Hezirak to interdict insurgents moving through the Hezirak area. We've got intel that this area is a place where the insurgents are staging attacks to Kabul or to the Jalalabad areas. So we're trying to interdict the traffic. We've also come in and we've cleared from north to south through this Bode village. And the atmosphere has been really good, and we haven't really found anything too significant this far.
The Afghan National Army also plays a crucial role in the operation.
ANA is, they're the main effort of all of our patrols. We're here for security. We'll give them a little bit of help, but we're including them in the planning process. But they're doing all the searching. They're going into the Kalats. They're conducting their own SLEs, KLEs, and we're here mostly for security.
Coalition forces, working in cooperation with local government officials, help to ensure the safety of the area. Army Sergeant Elwin Lovelace, Nangarhar Province, Afghanistan.
General David Petraeus has also made it a point to get out into the country and mingle with the locals. On a visit to the students at Kabul's Marfat School, he found a surprise waiting for him.
The students at Marfat School in Kabul wanted to say thank you and goodbye to General Petraeus.
We are honored to express our appreciation for you, valuable.
So they decided to paint him a picture. Shirali was the one chosen to paint it and based it off of a photograph.
I found a picture from a scene that it shows that General is playing with the children of Afghanistan. This is a good topic.
After the ceremony, the kids were thanked by General Petraeus.
To all of you for this wonderful gift.
And then got the opportunity to hang out and meet some military members.
And I came here and met all the ISAF soldiers. So it is a good feeling.
And with footballs being thrown while the future was being discussed, events like these can make a lasting impression. Air Force Staff Sergeant Rebecca Goodwin, Kabul, Afghanistan.
General Petraeus officially turns over command of ISAF next week. This has been your ISAF podcast. I'm Army Sergeant Junior Stone. News stories appear on ISAF's website all the time. Be sure to check in with us to see the latest information on what's going on in Afghanistan.